Hi, this is Tony Skursky, the broker here at Transaction Realty. Thanks for tuning in to one of our RealCast episodes. Today we have one of our newer realtors, Nicolette Kubler. Nicolette, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.
Great, great. And of course, on the soundboard, we got Andrew Ferris. Andrew?
How's it going?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You know, Nicolette, I always wonder what prompts someone to change brokerages. What made you change?
Tony, there were just so many reasons, but mainly I was taking a very close look at what my brokerage was taking for my commission. I started adding it up. I've been on teams for most of my career out of 11 years, and the teams take a big chunk as well. So once you add all that up, that's a lot of money that you're losing, and that comes out of your family's pocket.
So, but, you know, those brokerages have a lot of high fees, but are you getting more? Are you getting, like, more technology for the money? I mean, if you're paying for something, I don't mind paying for more services. Are you getting more?
No, actually, no. I've been with five different brokerages now, and they were all top companies that are the bigger companies in the nation, and I didn't feel like I was really getting more, at least not what I was paying out of my commission.
Okay, well, how about, you know, the new thing that I hear, you know, there's always like a gimmick that a lot of real estate companies want to get people excited about coming over. And the thing that I see now is profit sharing. Could you tell us what that's all about?
That's a pretty interesting question, Tony, because that was one of the reasons I went to my previous broker, was I was brought in by the promise of profit sharing, by bringing in other agents into the company. They're promising you an extra revenue stream. I did bring in people into the company and they did quite well. And I did not see revenue from that. So that was totally a promise that was not kept.
Okay, so I guess here at Transaction Realty, our profit sharing is basically that we're not gonna share your profit, you're just gonna keep your profit. Has that been the case, you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's I always like that. I don't want to share your money with other people. I want you to make sure that you get it. So a lot of people say, well, why would you go there? You're kind of on your own. There's no one there really to help you. What's your experience so far?
My experience has been phenomenal. I was a little bit fearful at first because I've been on the team environment, and to be on my own after 8 years of being on a team was a little scary, but to be honest, it has been great. I don't have secretaries to answer to anymore. Doing the work is not as hard as you think to enter listings and to actually, do any of the extra things that I have to do now. It's actually refreshing to know that if there's any mistakes made, that those are my mistakes and I don't have to look after somebody's work all the time. So it's been really great.
And if you want to make any changes to your listings and that, you could just do it in the middle of the night. You don't have to wait till you fill out any forms or anything. Is that?
Yeah, and I could do it from my phone. I mean, before I'd have to email a secretary, and then she would wait till the 71st hour to get it put in, and then my client is upset because it's not done or it's not done correctly, and it's very frustrating. So I guess I didn't need the five secretaries I had at my last team.
So you like being in charge of your listings and what's being put on there and what pictures and when and the ability to kind of change it whenever you want to. Is that
absolutely
how you feel?
It's a very good feeling to know that I could do that on a whim. If somebody calls me, they want to add a picture. Sometimes my clients will shoot me over a picture that they're excited to put on. I could do that quickly and it's done and they have it within an hour.
And you look like a champ then, right?
Absolutely. I really have looked like a champ since I've come here, and I've really proven myself. And a lot of people thought I was making a mistake to move on, and it feels really good to be doing so well since I've been here.
Well, that's great. That's great. I got to tell you, I worked for a larger company myself when I first started, and I always thought that was going to get me the listing or that was going to get me the buyer. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like the name actually helps your business? The large name?
I think that's the fear of most realtors. When you're going through school and, you know, you started a company, everyone tells you you have to be with a big box broker. And that's how you make it in this world of real estate. But that's not necessarily true. When I came to Transaction Realty, I brought with me a very good amount of listings. In fact, I believe I was told I broke some records, and I went to every client. They were all very excited and they felt okay with it.
Great.
And great. That was such a good feeling because I realized that they hired me for me and not for who I was with. And to be honest, to this day, I don't think they know the team I was on. I don't think they know anything about the company I was with. And I try explaining this to other realtors that this is a great switch to make. But I think the big fear is, is it the name? Is it name recognition? So what I've been telling agents is they need to go back to their past clients and ask them, did you hire me for me or did you hire me for my company? And what they're finding is they're hiring them for them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I found out. But, I had to go through that. I had to go through that myself even. I went to the larger company. I thought that was going to help my business. Yeah, and then I was at that time, I was paying them 50%, if you could believe it or not. And then they used to even add fees onto that. But I added up what I gave to them 1 year, and I realized that I could have bought a boat or actually bought a car in cash with that money. So I soon then realized that it was me that was generating. Because I think, and I don't know how you feel about this, is that people do business with people they like. It doesn't really matter what company they're with. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of times if I'm on a listing presentation and I know I'm up against other realtors, I know if they don't pick me, it's because it probably wasn't a good fit with our personalities. I'm a very easy person to get along with. Most people like me. And you know what? I don't take that the wrong way because there might have been somebody else that was just fit their personality
so,
better.
So they basically have to like you and trust you and feel comfortable because you're gonna be in like a 6 month marriage with them.
Yes, for sure. I mean, that's an important thing.
So kind of what you're signing up for.
Right.
So I know that getting paid fast is a concern. When I was a realtor, I had that money already spent because I was paying my bills and all that. And I waited for that money. And the brokers that I was with years ago, they'd pay every 2 weeks. So even if a house closed, I had another 2 weeks to wait. How do you get paid here at Transaction Realty?
I think that's one of the best parts here is that you get paid as soon as the deal closes. And a lot of different brokers do not do that. I remember back in the day when I did have the fear of when's my check going to come in. And luckily, I've been very successful. And I haven't had to worry about that for a long time. But looking at other agents I know and working on deals that I'm doing, I could sense with the other agent that they're stressed about that. And I totally understand that feeling. So that is a great feeling to know that once that deal closes, I'm going to get paid and it's going into direct deposit and I could depend on that. But like I said, that was a fear I had a long time ago, and I think a lot of agents are having that fear now.
Well, that's we take pride on actually paying our agents 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And the minute we get that check, before it's even really registered in our account, we already are ACHing that into the agent's account is how we do that. And that's our priority. We're here for the agents. I don't do any real estate other than providing support for the agents here. Is there anything that you would recommend to other agents out there? Would you recommend that they look into different options of getting paid? From like different brokerages. I say like compare Transaction Realty to other brokerages. We don't have a problem with that because then you'll actually kind of know the deal you're going to be getting. Then I guess that.
Yes, I think they need to look at everything they're doing. It's not, getting paid, that's a big thing. Look at how that's happening right now. Take a look at your broker situation. I've worked for a lot of brokers that I'm competing against my broker. And that's a bad feeling, especially back in the day when I was getting leads from them. It made me question, are they giving me leads? Are they taking leads or what's going on? And then the team leader environment, it's the same thing. You're competing against your team leader. So what you have here at Transaction Realty is a broker that's going to answer your questions if you need them answered, but they're not your competition. And that's a huge thing. So take a look at that. Then you need to also look at, go back a year, go back a half a year. Calculate, what have I been giving my broker? What have I been giving my team leader? Add that up. That's a really scary number when you look at it. If you're working for any of the big brokers out there, I guarantee that's a high number.
But do you feel that like, again, I don't mind paying for service. Like, do you feel like you received a satisfactory service back for the money that you gave to them?
Well, looking back at it now, I'm wondering what I paid for.
Okay.
And to be honest, I had some tears flowing after I was adding up that money because I could not figure out what I was paying for. So I really don't feel like there's much of a difference from what I'm doing now versus what I did then. So now I'm questioning, what were they actually doing?
Did they have, so when you looked around and when you compare Transaction Realty to other companies, do other companies have better technologies? I always hear better technologies, and I just wondered, you know, really, how do we compare?
Well, I think one of the reasons I came here, for many, of course, but the technology here is really great. The first thing that kind of drew me in were the videos that you send out on Fridays, and I thought that was great. I don't see anyone doing anything like that. I mean, it's very professional. It's really different, and I think in real estate, you've got to think outside of the box, and I think that's what's always kept me ahead in the game, is thinking outside the box. But here at Transaction Realty, you know, it might not be the biggest company, but wow, they have so much to offer.
Well, great, great. Do you miss being on a team at all, or?
No, actually, I don't miss it one bit at all. It's been such a great experience for me. I have absolutely no restrictions now. I basically set my own goals. I don't have to go to office meetings. I work from home. I could pretty much do whatever I want to run my business successfully, and it's all on you. I mean, if you're good at running a business and taking care of your real estate goals, then, and you don't need your hand held every 2 seconds, then you can get this done. It's amazing. I feel like I have excelled even more than the previous year, which I thought I had a really great year. I was winning awards, and, you know, it's like, so I feel like this year is going to be my best year yet.
Well, we don't have any awards, but the award is, we're going to give you that 100%.
That's the best award, Tony.
Yeah, I don't even want to waste any money taking anything out of your checks to give you some glass award.
That's a funny thing. Could I bring something up about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually just had a friend text me their award they won. I brought her into the business a few years ago. She did fantastic. And she texted me, I got this great glass award, as you're stating. And
You could always go buy one of yourself.
Exactly. You know what I said to her? You do realize that award cost you $30,000, right?
That's an expensive award. Well, yeah. So maybe she could buy a case for it or something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I was never good at awards or like groups where I have to stand up and do a rah. So right. I think that's what I kind of came up with Transaction Realty. I said, well, really what's important to most agents is support a good business platform and an agency that's there for the realtor, not right. there to try to make money on their own. And I do want to tell you that we do have a building here in Cleveland, Ohio that we own, and not one person in the building is doing real estate and competing against our agents. Everyone that's here in the building are actually here to help our agents make the most amount of money they can in real estate. So I appreciate you coming to Transaction Realty. I hope that you have a fantastic first year. And would you like to just tell anybody closing here what they should at least consider?
Sure. Take a look at it. You don't have anything to lose except more of your commission, which I don't think you want to lose that. So, I mean, take a look at it. Look at what you're doing. Write it down. I think you're going to be astonished, because I was not looking at it until I started writing it down, printing out my commission checks. You'd be amazed at what the brokers don't want you to know, and this is why a lot of them won't let you do your own escrow letters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Nicola, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming to Transaction Realty. Andrew, thanks for handling the board today.
You're welcome.
And thanks for tuning into our RealCast.
Thanks, Tony.